to 9:15, Tavares, More Than a Woman. We'll stick on Rod Stewart next on Mixtape Monday. 4 years ago, aircraft enthusiasts got together with the sole aim of restoring a de Havilland Mosquito, made famous during World War II. Bill Ramsey is the operations director of the People's Mosquito, a charitable organisation trying to put one back where it belongs, and that's in the skies above Great Britain. Morning, Bill.
Morning.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Verity.
So just tell us a little about this mosquito, because there'll be lots of people listening who've never heard of one before. Will you just give us a little bit of the history of it? Tell us why it's important.
Okay, well, the Mosquito was a de Havilland aircraft design. First flew in 1941 as a private venture developed by de Havilland, who were trying to meet what they saw as a requirement. At the time, of course, most aeroplanes were built out of metal, and because of the war effort, we were running out of metal, so they thought, well, what is there a lot of around the world? And the answer is, of course, wood, in particular Canadian spruce. So Geoffrey de Havilland designed a light twin-engined bomber, which with the aim of it being so fast that it could outrun any German aircraft and therefore require no guns. And that is what he did. And for many years, the Mosquito was the fastest Allied aircraft of the war. And it was so versatile, it developed from being a light bomber into a truly multi-role aircraft. So it served as a reconnaissance aeroplane, a night fighter, a precision bomber, a pathfinder, you name it, the Mosquito did it.
So the burning question is, you got together about 4 years ago with other enthusiasts. Have you found a Mosquito to restore?
Yes, that was very important. In fact, I wasn't part of the group at the time. As you say, an original group of four enthusiasts, some might call them aviation nuts, got together via Twitter with a musing, what wouldn't it be great if we could do this? They did get together, and as luck would have it in their professional lives, they have the range of skills you needed to set up what, first of all, a registered charity and then a charitable company set about it. About that time, they also acquired what's called the mortal remains of a post-war mosquito, Romeo Lima 249.
I like the idea of a mortal remains.
Yes.
Says everything, doesn't it? Just tell us about that.
Well, I'd like to claim that that was the naming was my idea, but I think it actually comes from the Civil Aviation Authority. But in order to classify the aircraft as a restoration, as opposed to a replica, you have to have the registered ownership of at least the remains of an aircraft. Of course, it being a wooden aircraft, when this particular airplane crashed, it burned, so there is very little which remains, except we have the title to the aircraft. Why can't you just take a Mosquito out of a museum? Well, being a wooden aircraft, of course, the wood and the glues deteriorate over many years, so you have to build from new. There is only one place in the world where the jigs and the molds you need to make the wooden components, the wings and the fuselage, exist, and that's in New Zealand.
Wow.
So that's the key part of our project, is to raise the money to enable us to get the aircraft built in New Zealand.
Do you know what happened to this one that you've got hold of?
Yes, it crashed on takeoff from RF Coldershall in 1949. The pilots got away from the burning wreckage. He realized that his navigator wasn't with him, went back into the wreckage and got his navigator out. Sadly, the navigator later died in hospital, and the pilot was awarded a George Medal, I believe.
Wow, amazing. Bill, can I ask you, how much does it cost? It sounds like, I mean, on the face of it, when you're talking about a wood frame, you think, it can't cost that much, but it's an aircraft. It's going to cost a lot of money, isn't it? How much is it going to cost?
It is a great deal of money, and the answer to that, of course, partly depends how long it will take us to raise the money, because the aim is to do it along the same lines as Vulcan X-ray Hotel 558, so by public donation. But in round terms, it's a number between £5 and £6 million.
Wow, okay.
So it's a lot of money.
And you're looking for help, aren't you, for funding? How can people help you?
People can help us in lots of ways, but we exist. We've got our own website. So if you Google the People's Mosquito, we'll come. Our webpage will come up. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We have an online shop. We have a members club. In fact, we had our first inaugural members day at East Kirkby in Lincolnshire just this last Saturday. you can come and see us at a number of UK air shows this year. The next one is RF Cosford, but we're at the Royal International Air Tattoo. We'll be at RF Scampton and a few others.
Brilliant. Amazing.
I was just thinking, you need a rich military benefactor, really, don't you? But have you considered looking for, I don't know, a heritage lottery fund or something like that?
Yes, indeed. That is one of the options we're looking at. But I don't know what you know about trying to obtain a National Heritage Lottery grant.
Not much.
But, for example, I happen to know the one for Vulcan X-Ray Hotel 558 ran to 70,000 words. It took about a year to do. So
yeah.
We're exploring other avenues first, but if necessary, then we will certainly do that.
So if you do donate, can you get your name on the plane or something, or get a flight at some point?
Well, I don't think we'd be able to put your name on the aeroplane, unlike the Vulcan, which I do know quite well, where lots of people have got their names inside the bomb doors.
Oh, wow.
We won't be able to do that. However, it may turn out to be possible that we could fly people.
Amazing.
There are certain difficulties with that, because without getting too technical, it will be what's called a permit to fly aircraft, which the CAA very sensibly put quite stringent regulations on.
Yeah. Just before we go, Bill, really quickly, can you just tell us a little bit about you? What's your background? I know you're a pilot. Just give us a little bit about you.
Well, I was in the RAF, man and boy, for 36 years regular, 5 years as a full-time reservist. Operationally, I flew the Vulcan and the Tornado in Germany.
Wow.
I flew a little bit with the Memorial flight on the Lancaster.
Yeah.
4 years supervising the Red Arrows.
Cool.
My last 5 years, I flew the Vulcan, and I was the last ever captain of Vulcan.
Wow.
That is incredible.
So I was pretty lucky, really.
Bill, lovely to talk to you. Good luck with the project, and keep us informed, will you?
Smashing, yeah. Thanks very much indeed.
Cheers,
Thank
Bill.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.